You know, in life, you go big, you go home. Try to climb, and I didn't get to the summit today, but that doesn't mean I'm going to give up. That doesn't mean I'm going to stop. Listen, life's about, you know, falling down and getting up. It doesn't matter how many times you get knocked down, it's about getting back up.
And it doesn't matter how you get knocked down in life, because that's going to happen. All that matters is that you got to get up.
So if there's any kid out there that's told by a parent or a coach or a teacher or somebody that they look up to, somebody that's supposed to push them and believe in them, and they're told no, don't listen to them. Believe in yourself. Sometimes the outcome isn't always what you desire it to be. But the true failure in life is not trying at all.
Then nobody wants to rock the boat. Nobody wants to change.
And at that moment, a voice came over me. And it said, look up. Get up. And don't ever give up.
The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is gonna hit as hard as life.
But I listened to what Jim Valvano said 21 years ago. The most poignant 7 words ever uttered in any speech anywhere. Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
It should be impossible for me to get back up, but it's not.
One's dream is constantly evolving, rising and falling, changing course.
So you've got to have some reasons that when life knocks you down, and it's going to. Hello, it's going to knock you down. When you want to throw in the towel and give up yourself, and that's going to happen, what reason can you remember that you can call on, that you can reach on, that can make you get back up? Find that reason. I'm doing this because I want to make my mama proud of me. I'm doing this because I want my children to have a better life than what I have. I'm doing this because all my life I've been told I'd be a loser, that I wouldn't make it.
There are few things more liberating in this life than having your worst fear realized.
But I just want you to know that it's not the end. It matters how you're going to finish.
I started with nothing, and I was dealt a bit of a dysfunctional card, because I shouldn't have made it this far. Holding on to your dream and staying focused is really important. And also striving for perfection is healthy. And so if I could come from a council estate in the middle of Stratford-on-Avon and live in 17 houses before I was 16 and win 3 Michelin stars, then yeah, I'm the real deal.
Best revenge in life is massive success.
But the point is this, it is our failure to become our perceived ideal that ultimately defines us and makes us unique. It's not easy, but if you accept your misfortune and handle it right, Your perceived failure can become a catalyst for profound reinvention.
So find out the reasons that you do what you do. Find out the reasons that will make you strong, that will make you walk by faith and not by sight, that will make you pursue your dream when everybody is against you or don't believe in you no more. If you know the why for living, you can endure almost anyhow. When life catches you on the blind side, when the messenger of misery visits you, what are you going to do? What will keep you in the game when life knocks you to the canvas? That when life knocks you down, try and land on your back. Because if you can look up, you can get up.
But I tell you, there are some times in life where you fall down and you feel like you don't have the strength to get back up. Pretend that everything's okay when it's not. Maybe you have doubt in your life. Maybe you don't know for sure what's going to be happening in the future and it scares you. You see, I will try 100 times to get up, and if I fail 100 times, if I fail and I give up, do you think that I'm ever going to get up? No. And it's not the end until you've given up. And just the fact that you're here should persuade you that you have another chance to get back up.
Let's see if what Douglas has when he comes out for this round.
See, the Buster Douglas that got knocked down while fighting Mike Tyson had gotten out of an alcohol recovery center. His mother had died. His wife was ill with a terminal illness. He was considered a nothing, a bum. So when he got knocked down, Buster Douglas had a reason to get back up because he said, I'm dedicating this fight to the memory of my mama.
But if I fail, I try again and again and again. For as long as I try, there's always that chance of getting up.
But today I tell you that whether you fear it or not, disappointment will come. The beauty is that through disappointment you can gain clarity, and with clarity comes conviction and true originality.
But how that journey ends is up to you today. You see, when you fall down, you feel like giving up. When times get tough, it's not the end.
What are the reasons that you can think of that can keep you strong, that can keep you in the game, that will be your rod and staff to comfort you, that can be your bridge?
And the bell ends to save Buster Douglas at the end of round 8.
But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward, how much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody.
Why did it happen, James?
Because I wanted it.
Why? Why did you win this fight that nobody on the planet gave you?
Because his mother.
And what was it?
What are the reasons that you can think of?
Cowards do that, and that ain't you! You're better than that!
True failure in life is not trying at all.
To look up, get up,
and don't ever give up.
Are you going to finish strong? And you will find that strength to get back up.